Coming up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
When you got saved, the devil knew you got saved, but he kept back your stuff. You were not supposed to get saved and not have a recompense in your life. I'm coming after the recompense that was supposed to be given you. Your debts were supposed to be canceled. Come on now. That money that had been stolen from your grandmother supposed to be coming to you. This is your time, and nothing can stop it.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Jesus didn't preach religion. He said, I am come that you might have a life. He preached the gospel of the kingdom. He didn't preach religion. Didn't preach nothing about religion. He didn't preach come to a place one day a week and hear something about God and the next days act like a heathen. He didn't preach that. He preached that the kingdom is in you. And instead of you trying to go to heaven, you're trying to get heaven to come to this earth, because heaven is already your home. You got that made. You with me now? Now, this is very important, because all kinds of folk got religion. The terrorists got religion. The KKK, they even let you know they got religion because they burn a cross. Everybody got religion, but religion kills folk. Stay with me now. And I have seen it, because I have seen it in families where people go to church in the morning, but they come home and fight like cats and dogs at night. Something's wrong with that kind of religion. Stay with me now. So I'm saying now we're going to preach the kingdom. And when we bring this kingdom to you, kingdom comes with a culture. And part of the culture of the kingdom is justice. Say amen to this. Now, whether you know it or not, well, I won't go that far. Let's go back. Let's go, if you will, and come with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
No, are you with me? Now, who did I say the culprit was?
Satan.
Glory to God. I told you go to Luke chapter 4, didn't I? Let's go, before you go to Luke chapter 4, let's go to Hebrews and chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Look at verse 23. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the what? Judge of how much? All, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Now, I want you to go to Luke chapter 4 with me, please. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Got it? This is what Jesus read. And where did he read it from? He read it from Isaiah 61. Let's go back to Isaiah 61 and see what he read, what it was saying. Isaiah 61, look what it says here in verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, and they shall raise up former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities and desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed their flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God, and you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Verse 8, for I, the Lord, loveth judgment. Translate the word justice. I hate robbery. For burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has what?
Blessed.
Has blessed. All right, now that's what it says in this Old Testament. Now this is the place where Jesus read from. He read from the Old Testament and talking about the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Now, when we say vengeance, what are we talking about? Vengeance has nothing to do with hate. It has nothing to do with resentment. See, just like folks don't know what favor means, they don't know what vengeance means. It has nothing to do with an emotional retaliation. But vengeance proceeds from a love of justice, the necessity of punishing offenders. All right, hold on. I want to read that starting Isaiah 61 out of the Living Bible. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the suffering and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to the captives, and to open the eyes of the blind. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of God's favor to them has now come, and the day of his wrath to their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give beauty for ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of heaviness. For God has planted them like strong and graceful oaks for his own glory. And they shall rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities long ago destroyed, receiving them though they have lain there many generations. All right. So, first, understanding that Joel prophesies that there is going to be two kinds of rain, a former rain and the latter rain. And that this latter rain begins where Jesus stopped. In other words, the former rain, Lord have mercy. Can I just go ahead and preach it to you? No, listen at me now. Jesus preached and did not preach vengeance because that was not a part of his reign. That reign means anointing. That was not a part of his. And if you go and you look at Luke, come on over here with me, please, and look at Luke chapter 9, And if you look at Luke chapter 9, this is where Jesus was going to preach. And while he was going to preach in this place, what happened was the people wouldn't come out. And the Bible said they didn't come out because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. He was going headed to Jerusalem. He wasn't headed to that village. And the people wouldn't come out, and the disciples got mad about it. And verse 53, and they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, will thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you don't know what manner of spirit you are. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to do what to them? Save them. And they went on to another village. Now notice Jesus' reaction in the ministry that God had given him. But now, as soon as Jesus left, another ministry started, the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Now, he is now, Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to do what to my church? Build my church, and the gates of hell shall not do what? Prevail against it. So now let's go over to Acts, because that's a good picture of what's going on in the church. Acts chapter 12. Let's just go, Acts chapter 13. Let's go over there, please. All right. Look what it says here. This is when Paul now is going, now he's combining himself with the church. He's gotten born again. And now verse 2, and as they ministered unto the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work unto which I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, somebody say Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they came and sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews, and they had also John to the minister. And when they had gone through the Isle of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was who? Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country. Deputy means governor. Sergius Paulus, a prudent man. Prudent means intelligent and got some sense. Who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. So he wants to hear the word now. And Elymas the sorcerer, for he was named by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the who? Devil. Thou enemy of all who? Righteousness. Wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying this, that one of the first job of the Holy Spirit and his ministry in the last days is to execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God's people, and nothing will escape him. I'd want you to see here that Saul, now called Paul, was filled with the Holy Ghost. So it was the Holy Ghost in him that executed vengeance upon somebody trying to stop the forward progress of the church. Hear what I'm saying now? And I'm saying to you, as soon as Jesus left, then the Holy Ghost came, and the day of vengeance upon the enemies of God's people has begun. Now, Jesus would have probably ignored Elymas, But Paul, operating under the anointing of the last days, pronounced a sentence on him. Let's go back to Acts and chapter 5, please. In Acts chapter 5, it says this, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias and with Sapphira his wife sold possessions. And they kept back part of the price, and his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has who? Satan fill your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land. While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own in own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? Thou hast not lied to men, keep going, but to God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. That means he died. And great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And the young men arose and they raised him back up. No, that's not what they did. They wound him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now, I'm telling you something here. You got to understand this. I'm saying this. These are the last days that we're in. There is a set time for some things coming forth through the church. And God is now not going to miss his schedule. And I'm saying to you that whatever's been struggling, you've been struggling with, trying to fulfill your destiny, your struggle ends here today. I'm saying here that it doesn't matter how strong the strong man is, but that strong man cannot stop you. And then if there is anything that's been stolen from you, that's gonna come back to you. And I'm talking about recompense. The word recompense means to repay, to return of equivalent for anything that you've done, anything that you've suffered, anything that you've lost, anything paying damages. I'm not talking about going to people and accuse them, because you cannot take people to the court of God. You've got to take the one who was the culprit. As long as Adam, when he said, Adam, why have you committed this sin and in trespass in the garden? Adam said, the woman that you gave me. Notice God didn't do anything. He just moved right down the line. Eve, why have you done this? And then Eve had the sense enough to say, the serpent did it. Satan did it. And then God jumped all over it and pronounced judgment. I'm here to tell you right now, there are some things that have been stolen from you, and you were supposed to get something. Now, here's what I'm saying. Heaven has monitored the injustices against you if you're born again. Everything that's been embezzled from you, stolen from you, extorted from you, defrauded from you, everything that's been exploited from you, scammed from you, robbed from you, even resisted you, everything that you've lost, God is now going to pay it back. I'm saying that this is the time of the favor of the Lord, and everything that's been stolen from you is coming back to you. Say amen to that. Now, I'm here to tell you that, oh, Lord have mercy, there are things, whatever's been tampering with your destiny in God, it's now going to have to give you up. Whatever's been afflicting you or humiliating you or causing you shame or causing you a lack of peace, whatever's been blocking your progress, whatever been against your career, whatever been against your business, whatever been against your children, now is going to be put down. God is going to command vengeance upon them today. There has been an enormous amount stolen from some of you. I got good news for you. This is payday. God is bringing it back to you. Now, some of you wondering, how can you say that? I can say it because I am your prophetic voice. I am the one who came to us. announce release to the prisoners. I am one who came to announce everything stolen is going to be brought back. Turn with me, Exodus chapter 3, real quick. Ooh, Lord Jesus. You know what I'd do if I wasn't saved? I'd get saved. This is not for the heathen. If you don't know God, this is not for you. Cancel it out of your life. This is for God's people, and it's God's people's time, and it's a time for the set time of His favor, the time that God's going to assist you. He's going to make your name great. He's going to raise you up. He's going to get you to your destiny. You're going to build that school. Your business is going to prosper. Things are going to happen to you. Why? Because I'm announcing it right now. This is the proclamation of the Lord. This is it, folks. I said, this is it. I said, this is it. Look what it says in Exodus chapter 3. Let me know when you get there. This is what happened. They left. And look what it says here in verse 19. I am sure that the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, will not let you go. No, not by a what? Mighty hand. That's the hand of a man. I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, come on, he gonna do what? He gonna let you go. And I will give this people what? Favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it will come to pass that when you go, you shall not go what? Empty. I got news for you. When you got saved, the devil know you got saved, but he kept back your stuff. You were not supposed to get saved and not have a recompense in your life. I'm coming after the recompense that was supposed to be given you. Your debts were supposed to be canceled. Come on now. That money that had been stolen from your grandmother supposed to be coming to you. This is your time, and nothing can stop.
Hello, this is Bill Winston. This is Offering Day on the broadcast. We are so glad you're here. Now, what I'm doing is taking this gospel to the nations of the earth. Now, this is my part. In other words, the purpose for me born into this earth, I'm fulfilling right now. I mean, to take God's word to nations, and we're seeing all kinds of results. Why? Because God confirms the word that's preached. And now we don't need to struggle and hope that, no. We're coming back to these nations, and I'm talking about testimony, people who couldn't have kids, all of a sudden had kids, all kinds of things that are happening. But one of the reasons why it's happening is because you're giving, because of you sowing a seed. Now, here's the deal. Sometimes when you're on television or other places and ask people to give, there's a certain amount of suspicion that's raised. Why? Because you got all kinds of things happening in the world today. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to purify your heart on this. If you don't feel that this is something that you should give to, just don't give. But if you feel that God is speaking to you about helping me to take this gospel to the nations of the earth, then obey God. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You see, in my case, I was obedient. I was in Minneapolis. God said, go to Chicago. I said, Lord, I don't have $200. He said, I said, go to Chicago. I picked up and went. No place to stay. And all of a sudden, a miracle took place. A sister said, God spoke to us and said, keep you in our home. You see, I just obeyed God. And look where He's got me today. Now, all of this has been after one obedience after the other. One obedience after the other. So with you, I don't know how God is speaking to you or what He's saying to you or what He's saying to give. But just obey God. I remember one time that we needed something in the ministry, and God told me, He said, all right, I want you to sow a seed. And we went to this certain ministry and, praise God, sowed that seed. Came back and miracles started happening. Next thing you know, we possess a shopping mall. I'm saying, what did I do? I just obeyed God. So all you have to do really is obey. It's not difficult. One of the things the enemy tries to do is get you to look at your circumstances. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, they that observe the wind won't even sow. So I'm asking you now to ask God, God, what should I do to help this man of God? And whatever he says to you, just do it. Praise God. Well, as you prepare your seed, I want to pray over it right now. Father, I come before you in Jesus' name, and I bring these, all these that are sowing seed into this ministry. I pray that you measure it back to them the hundredfold, the thousand times more, a corresponding return on their giving. Father, I pray that you prove my words in this and let them know that you are the God who will supply all of our need. Father, we thank you for it and call it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Look out. It's coming back home. Praise God. Well, thank you so much for your giving. Thank you for your support. This is Bill Winston saying we love you and keep walking by faith.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people who have been oppressed with forces that have sat on their destiny.
Justice is one of the main channels through which heaven's economy shall manifest. So whatever is now tampering with your destiny in God, whatever's after your peace, your progress, your career, your business, your children, God is going to command vengeance.
In this timely teaching by Dr. Bill Winston, your confidence is reestablished and hope is restored for receiving your day of justice.
God has kept records of everything that has been done to you, that has been stolen from you, that has been defrauded from you, that has been robbed from you. God has records, and today,
in this series, Dr. Bill Winston reveals why this set time cannot be stopped. God brings forth justice, not you. Vengeance is not hate, but the love of justice, and so much more. To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. This is the set time to be victorious and win the battle in your day of justice.
There's coming a power where legs are going to start growing out.
The only thing that can stop your faith is you.
I'm ready to do what I couldn't do yesterday, because all the doors are opening. I can feel it. I can smell it. I can taste it. I'm walking in it.
When you've done all that you can do, stand. What God promised, he's faithful.
The kingdom of God's not a democracy, it's a kingdom.
My God shall supply your needs.